It's really a once-in-a-lifetime event. The planet Venus will pass in front of the sun tomorrow for the last time in nearly 100 years. The solar event will last for 6 hours and 40 minutes.
And joining us to talk more about this, Jeff Chester, who's an astronomer, he's tried
you
to say,
it.
For the U.S. Naval Observatory. Jeff, good to have you back. Thanks so much.
Glad to be here.
Give us an idea of why this is such a big deal.
Well, probably the reason that it's a big deal is that the odds are pretty good that very few people who see it this time will be around to see it the next time it happens, because that won't occur until December 11th of the year 2117. I, for one, certainly don't plan to be here for the next one, so I'm hoping that we have clear skies and that I get a shot at seeing the one tomorrow.
Even though you take your vitamins, Jeff, it's just not going to work out.
Yeah, I don't think so. And if it did, I probably wouldn't be in much good shape to get my eye up to the telescope anyway.
Now, explain to people how this happens.
Well, this is an interesting event. It's not something that is really spectacular, like a total solar eclipse or something like that. It's more of a very interesting kind of astronomical curiosity, because it is the rarest of the predictable solar system events that we can forecast for, you know, a long period of time to come. This will only be the 7th transit of Venus that has been observed since the year 1639. That's how rare these things are. So what people will see is, if you now, again, don't look directly at the sun, that will cause permanent eye damage and or blindness. But there are a number of places where people can go: the Air and Space Museum, the Observatory Park at Great Falls, the Capitol Kettler's Iceplex, Kettler Capital's Iceplex. The Friends of the Arlington Planetarium are hosting an event up there. And what you'll be seeing is a small black dot that will very slowly move its way across the sun. We'll see it for about 2.5 hours here in Washington. It starts at 6:04 p.m. and continues until the sun sets. The farther west you are, the more of it you'll see. Folks in Alaska and Hawaii are the only people in the U.S. that are going to actually see the entire event.
Jeff, in our final 30 seconds, what do scientists hope to get out of this particular viewing?
Well, in the past, expeditions were organized for determining the distance of the distance scale of the solar system. They could measure Venus from a number of different locations and use geometry to figure out the distances between the planets. This year, a very interesting thing is happening. They're going to be pointing the Hubble Space Telescope at the moon and looking at the slight change in the amount of sunlight reflected off the moon caused by the disk of Venus. And that will help them calibrate some of the sensors they're using to look at extrasolar planets transiting their parent stars.
Totally cool, Jeff. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
That's Jeff Chester. He's an astronomer for the U.S. Naval Observatory.